إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام أبي عثمان الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى، أبي عثمان إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني، in his book عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث، the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith. And we're still in the chapter of Iman. أن الإيمان وعقيدة أهل السنة في الإيمان. The creed of أهل السنة والجماعة. And that was the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم in the first place they were upon when it comes to belief in Iman. قال أخبرنا أبو الحسن بن أبي إسحاق المزكي حدثنا أبي حدثنا أبو عمرو الحيري حدثنا محمد بن يحيى الذهلي ومحمد بن إدريس المكي وأحمد بن الشداد الترمذي قالوا حدثنا الحميدي وهو شيخ البخاري قالوا حدثنا الحميدي حدثنا يحيى بن سليم أو سليم سألت عشرة من الفقهاء عن الإيمان فقالوا قول وعمل وسألت هشام بن حسان فقال قول وعمل وسألت ابن جريج فقال قول وعمل وسألت سفيان الثوري فقال قول وعمل وسألت المثنى بن الصباح فقال قول وعمل وسألت محمد بن مسلم الطائفي فقال قول وعمل وسألت فضيل بن عياد فقال قول وعمل وسألت نافع بن عمر الجمحي فقال قول وعمل وسألت سفيان بن عيينة فقال قول وعمل. Here, still in the chapter of Iman, and at Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they believe that Iman, al-Iman qawlun wa'amal, qawlun al-qalbi wal-lisan, wa'amalu al-qalbi wal-lisani wal-jawarih, amalu al-qalbi wal-jawarih, yazidu bil-ta'a wa yanqusu bil-ma'asiyah. That Iman with Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, الطائفة المنصورة الفرقة الناجية those who are upon the حق إيمان with them is statement of by the tongue the conviction of the heart likewise the actions of the heart and the limbs it increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. He says here he mentioned a chain of narration from those men that we have mentioned to you until he mentioned that Hisham ibn Hassan who said or that Yahya ibn Sulaym he said he asked 10 from the fuqaha from the ulama of the Muslims about Iman they says statements and actions. Iman consists of statements and actions. Pay attention to the actions because the murji'ah as we learn they say actions are not part of Iman. And he said he asked Hisham ibn Hassan and Ibn Jurayj. Hisham ibn Hassan about Iman, he says, consists of statements and actions. He asked Ibn Jurayj the same thing. He said, Iman consists of statements and actions. He asked Sufyan al-Thawri, the great Imam from Atba' al-Tabi'in, he said, his statements and actions. He asked Al-Muthanna ibn al-Sabah, likewise, that Iman consists of statements and actions. He asked Muhammad ibn Muslim al-Ta'ifi, likewise, he said that Iman consists of statements and actions. He asked Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, likewise, Iman is statements and actions. He asked Nafi' ibn Umar al-Jamhi, likewise, that Iman consists of statements and actions. And he asked Sufyan ibn Uyayna, likewise, he said that Iman is consists of statements and actions. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله في الشرح: هؤلاء الأئمة من مختلف الأمصار كلهم يقولون الإيمان قول العمل، بخلاف المرجئة الذين ينكرون أن يكون العمل من الإيمان، فيقولون الإيمان إما المعرفة وإما التصديق، إما المعرفة وإما التصديق بالقلب وباللسان. وأما أهل السنة فعندهم أن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. شيخ ربيع أو نوبل شيخ، شيخ العلامة أبي محمد ربيع بن هادي عمير المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. He said this great a'imma that Imam al-Sabuni mentioned. You heard many names, many of them. He said this great a'imma, these are not any regular scholars or mashayikh. These are great imams, ya ikhwan. Great a'imma in the deen, in those first generations. They were close to the time of the Sahaba, radhiyallahu alayhim. Some of them, they were from the tabi'een. And some from Atba' al-Tabi'een. All of them, they say, and they are from different areas, not just they are all in Medina or Mecca, they are from different areas. Some of them in Medina, some in Mecca, some in Hijaz, some in Iraq, some in Egypt, some in here. All of them in different areas and places, they all say, Iman is a statement and actions. You see? As opposed to the Murji'a, the deviant sect, the Murji'a is a deviant sect because they are upon Irja. They deny this. They say that actions is not from Iman. Actions, Salat, Zakat, Hajj, fasting, all these actions, they are not part of Iman. They say Iman consists of one thing, Ma'rifah, you know Allah. With your heart. If you know that Allah exists in your heart, that's it. That's all you need. Other than them, we learn they are the murji'at al-fuqaha. They add to that, they says, no, you know Allah through your heart, and also you say it with your tongue. You say, La ilaha illallah with your tongue. Okay? So that's what's Iman with them. As for Ahlul Sunnah, who are upon the haqq, Iman with them is statements and actions. It increases and decreases. After mentioning this point, and this is very important to remember, to know that this is the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and al-Iman تصديق القلب وقول اللسان والعمل للجوارح. That's what Iman is, a conviction in the heart. You have to believe. Now it's not enough to just say La ilaha illallah and perform salat with the Muslims, and but the heart is free from that. Like who? Al-Munafiqun. The hypocrites. The hypocrites, they said La ilaha illallah. They pray behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went with him in his journey of jihad, but then they have nothing in their heart. They don't have the tasdeeq. And this tasdeeq is important, but it's not enough. A person has to say it, say La ilaha illallah, and have to act in accordance to it. So actions are from Iman. Now the Shaykh is going to start mentioning certain things in refutation of a deviant group, a modern deviant group. This group is modern, like maybe some 20, 25 years they appear. Okay? قال إذا سئل العالم عن الإيمان فاقتصر على قوله الإيمان قول وعمل هل يصير مرجئا؟ He says, now when the alim in our time, in a alim, now he says, he's asked about Iman. This is a alim from the ulama. From the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah, ulama al-Salafiyun. Somebody asked him, Ya Shaykh, Mal Iman? What is Iman? And then that Shaykh, who upon the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah, manhaj al-Salaf al-Salih, He says iman consists of statements and actions. Does that sheikh become a murji upon the deviant belief of this deviant sect al-murji'ah? Huh? قال نعم الشيخ قال عندنا مذهب جديد الآن وهم الحدادية. إذا قال العالم أو طالب العلم الإيمان قول وعمل ويزيد وينقص 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 إلى أن يبقى منه مثقال ذرة يصير مرجئا عندهم. He says no, no, yes, there is a sect or a group these days, they are الحدادية. Why they are الحدادية? Because of this man who found this corrupt ideology and starts spreading his name, Mahmoud al-Haddad. And he was residing in Medina, and he began to spread this evil, talking bad about the ulama, criticizing the ulama, and he started warning against them. He warned against Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, he started warning him and his followers against Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Imam al-Nawawi, they say they are Ash'a'ira, Murji'a, this, that. They say that their books, especially Fath al-Bari, who the ulama, they advise, they say no alim and no student of knowledge can do without Fath al-Bari. And Sharh al-Imam al-Nawawi on Sahih Muslim, they say no, this guy al-Haddad and his group, they says, no, these books, they have to be burned. No Muslim should read these books. And they start talking about Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah. They says he's a murji. Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah. Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh al-Uthaymeen, oh, Sheikh Rabia, that's, he get a nice portion of the pie. You know? But this doesn't change nothing from this ulama. Sheikh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, when they told him, yeah, Sheikh, there is some youngs and there's a group and this, they saying that al-Albani murji. He'll smile and says, subhanallah, al-Albani murji? La ilaha illallah. He says, those people who are saying this, whether they don't know al-Albani or they don't know the irja. Two things. Anyone who says that the Imam al-Albani is a murji, then whether they don't know al-Albani for real. They don't know who this man and his aqidah, or they don't know what irja is. He says, subhanallah, read the books of Imam al-Albani. Aynan. And that's their way. They have khiffa, they don't have knowledge, they think just because they're eloquent a little bit here and there. And like Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, rahimahullah, hafidahullah, he says, هذه هي آفة طالب العلم. One of the great problem for a student of knowledge is that when he think that that's it, he made it. When a student of knowledge says, that's it, he can't take from no ulama, there's no need, he reach a level, he can understand the text on his own and start bringing, that's it. Just wash your hands, as they say in the Arabic language. Wash your hand on this person. You know what it means, wash your hand? You know the expression? Yeah, like free yourself. Nah, that's what it is. So this is in back home, when you wash your hands, meaning that's it, no more eating. Food is done. Alright? If they give you the water, because, see, the Arabs, maybe in other countries too, they have these customs. When the guest come, you don't tell him go to the sink. That's aib. It's like an insult. Especially the Bedouins. If a Bedouin came to a house and then they said, what about to eat? And they said to him, and he said, Bismillah, ready. And then they told him, okay, well, just go to the sink, wash your hands. He may get mad and leave. Yeah, he may leave. Insulting me? Me go to the sink? Now you gotta bring them the, what do you call it?
Jug.
Huh?
A jug and bowl.
A little jug and a little bit. They're nice, they're fancy. They're very fancy, you know? And with like a bucket, with the,
It's a container
with, it's nice, fancy, nice looking thing, you know? And it depends. some are made of plastic, some are made of nice material, some nice of... It depends. Some people, they look at how the guest is too. Allah musta'an. Anyway, so Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, these people, whether they don't know who al-Albani is, who al-Albani is, not Shaykh al-Uthaymeen who said this. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, they don't know who al-Albani is, or they don't know either. I rewind the tape a little bit, way back now, sir. You're right. So I pick up from back a couple of points. Now, so I was saying that Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi, right? He was saying, Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi, he says, if a student of knowledge said, look, man, we don't need this ulama, we need these books. I said, we can do it on our own. He said, that's it. Just forget about it. That's what happened with these people. Then, like, that's it. They just form a group and that's it. Start talking about the ulama and about... They even said some bad things about Shaykh bin Baz and Shaykh al-Uthaymeen. A'udhu billah. Anyone who opposes what they are upon, as it, they find something and they lie against them, as the Shaykh is going to mention. Anyway, just mentioned to you this, what is Haddadiyya, is with this movement. And it's spread. Is in Yemen, there is Haddadiyun in Yemen, there is in Egypt, in Iraq, in Africa, in Asia. And amazingly, some people who are afflicted with this, they used to be upon Da'wah Salafiyya. And some of them, they still think that they are calling to Manhaj al-Salaf, and they are the true Salafis, even though the ulama, they warn against it. Some in Egypt, some in Yemen, some in Algeria, some in Morocco, some in Iraq, some in different countries. There were some students of knowledge, strong, some, but then they fall into this evil, they fall into this evil, and they think that they are the one that they are upon, the Manhaj al-Salaf. Not Shaykh al-Albani. Aynam. Allah salamu al-afiyya. Anyway, if you heard this term, Haddadiyya, that means a new group that they attack the ulama, wal-iyadu billah. They attack the ulama. They don't have manners with the ulama. As when the ulama, they say, look, we're human. We're not perfect. But this is not the way you go by, you know, talking about a alim, you know, on a khutbah, on the internet, all over the place about the mistake of a alim. That's if that mistake is wrong, or is right, is true. Sometimes they just lie on the ulama, wal-iyadu billah. And you're going to understand, Shaykh Rabi'a is going to make that point clear. I just want to tell you what is this Haddadiyya, so you know what the Shaykh is talking about. So he said, according to this new madhab of al-Haddadiyya, if a student of knowledge, if a alim, or a student of knowledge, says in his talk, in his khutbah, when he was asked, and he answered and says, Iman is a statement and actions, increases and decreases, and it decreases and decreases, until nothing stays from it except the weight of an atom or a small ant. Okay? يَسِرُ مُرْجِئًا عِنْدَهُمْ. This group, they will label that alim who said this or that student of knowledge as a murji'. Okay? قَلْ يَعْنِي هَؤُلَاءِ يَخْتَرِعُونَ أُصُولًا تُهِينُ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ وَتَرْمِيهِمْ فِي حَمَأَةِ الْبِدَعِ. See, they came because the problem with this group, Haddadiyya, they invent principles. They are not principles of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah. They come up with new principles, to insult Ahlul Sunnah and call them innovators, wal-iyadu billah, and they fall into innovation. ثم قال الشيخ هؤلاء الأئمة العشرة مبتدئ الآن على مقتضى منهج هؤلاء الحدادية. He says, now if you want to apply this manhaj of this deviant group, Al-Haddadiyya, these 10 mashayikh, noble mashayikh of the first generations, that the Imam al-Sabuni mentioned, they haddadis too. They mubtadi'ah, he says. They mubtadi'ah. According to this deviant sect, Al-Haddadiyya, these noble mashayikh, they mubtadi'ah, they innovators. الله المستعان لماذا Why they are Mubtada? Who can answer this question?
Because they said iman
is statements and actions. قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ فَقَطْ. Because that's what they said. They stopped there. All of them, they says iman is statements and actions. وَلَا يَقُولُونَ يَزِدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. None of them said increases and decreases. They says iman is statements and actions. لكن السائل يعرف ويعتقد أنهم يقولون بالزيادة والنقصان. But it is understood from their manhaj, from their aqidah. Okay, of course, even though the Shaykh said they don't say, when this noble scholar they say iman consists of statements and actions, even they don't say increases and decreases, now you should understand from their madhab, from their aqidah, that they are upon, that yes, that's what they meant. They meant that yes, people are not on the same level when it comes to iman. Iman increases and decreases. يذكر البخاري, Imam al-Bukhari mentioned, أنه لقي أكثر من ألف شيخ من أهل العلم كلهم يقولون الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. أي نعم. He said الإمام البخاري رحمه الله, the great Imam, he mentioned that he met 1,000 شيخ from the ulama. All of them, they say iman consists of statements and actions, increases and decreases. And this is mentioned, by the way, in Fath al-Bari of al-Imam Ibn Hajar. قال وروى اللالكائي بسنده الصحيح عن البخاري قال لقيت أكثر من ألف رجل من العلماء بالأمصار فما رأيت أحدا منهم يختلف في أن الإيمان قول وعمل ويزيد وينقص. هنا ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله in his book فتح الباري volume 1 page 55 he mentioned that الإمام اللالكائي one of the great ulama of أهل السنة والجماعة in his very very beneficial book اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة the belief of أهل السنة والجماعة because he gave you the belief of the ulama, from the sahaba, the tabi'un, and tabi'un, and the great a'imma, as related to the points of iman and points of aqidah. And he mentioned with his isnad, sound isnad, back to al-Bukhari, back to al-Imam al-Bukhari, that he himself, Imam al-Bukhari says, I met more than 1,000 men from the scholars in different countries. I have not met any one of them that says other than iman consists of statements and actions, increase and decrease. Meaning all of them say it. Not even one of them says something else other than this. Now, لا يقولون حتى لا يبقى منه شيء. And they don't say, also, they don't say until nothing remained from that iman. They don't say that. They say, see some of the ulama, they said, iman, statements and actions. Others, like here in the statement of Bukhari, they say, iman consists of statements, actions, increases and decreases. Shaykh Rabi, here he mentioned, he said, but they do not say until nothing remains of it, from it. قال على مذهب الحدادية الخبيثة التي أنشئت لحرب أهل السنة وإشغالهم عن الدعوة إلى الله وإرشاد الناس إلى دين الله الحق يشاغلونهم ويشمتون بهم الأعداء. But now, look, this is the statement of this great أئمة, great علماء of أهل السنة والجماعة. He said, but according to this filthy ideology of this حدادية, he said that is founded to fight Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah and to turn them away from calling to Allah, teaching the people, guiding the people to the haqq and the truth. They keep them busy with this thing. That's why they want to keep them busy with these things. And so that the enemies of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they just watch and laugh.
And that's what's been happening, and it's been happening, and it's still. Alhamdulillah, it's easing up a little bit because alhamdulillah, the ulama, but a couple of years ago, this is the case, not just in Saudi, in Yemen, in Egypt, in Pakistan, Sudan, Morocco, Algeria, in America, in Europe. You find amongst, in the ranks of Salafi, here in America too, you find people who claim Salafi or Salafi this, but that's what they do. Constantly talking about the du'at, talking about this one, don't listen to him, he's a mumayya, he's this, he's nobody, or he said this. They don't advise nobody. Look, that's their way of the hadadiyum. Ahlul Sunnah, they advise one another. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'a al-Salafiyun, they don't expose the faults of one another. If they hear a da'i said something, nicely pick up the phone, send him an email. If he's close to him in the area, he goes to him. And a nice, cheerful face, أخي حياك الله وحبك في الله جزاك الله خير. I know you from a while, mashallah, you have nice efforts in this da'wah. But you know, as me and you, barakallahu fik, we're human. We should never forget our levels where we at, ya akhi. And that's why I'm coming to talk to you, because I know you would do the same thing with me. You mentioned in one of your classes this and this, I just want to talk to you about that matter. And then he would say, yeah, what is it? Here, you want to listen to it? Here, it's right here. SubhanAllah, I said that? What's wrong with that? Ya akhi, mashallah, jazakallah khair, but this is what Shaykh al-Albani said, what Shaykh bin Baz said, what Shaykh Rabi' said, Shaykh Fawzan said, you know what I mean? This is what the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Sahaba. This is what Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman, Ali, this is what Abu Huraira narrated. And this is what the A'imma of At-Tabi'un, Imam Ahmad, Malik. That's what they are upon. And then that brother, if he's upon Da'wah Salafiyyah, for real, he was like, Jazakallah khair. SubhanAllah. I mentioned this in the khutbah, right? The following khutbah, he will correct that. He will say, Ya Akhwan, kada kada, hasar kada kada. One brother corrected me, Jazakumullah khairan. I was wrong. I don't know when I said that, maybe a couple months ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, but I was wrong in this point, and this is the correct thing. You see, this is the proper way. Now you find people, they don't even talk to the person, they start talking about him. What Salafi is this? Don't go to him. Watch out. Beware of him. He's this, he's that, and they start even lying. He's Mumayya, he's with the Hizbis, he's with... Haddadiyya, because they were affected by this Haddadi movement. Some people, they went to study in Saudi, in the University of Medina, and they observed the Haddadi, filthy Haddadi in there. They didn't get it from Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. They didn't get it from Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. They didn't get it from Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhayli. They didn't get it from Sheikh al-Bukhari, Sheikh Salih al-Sahimi. Others, they go to Riyadh, they didn't get it from Sheikh Fawzan, they didn't get it from the Mufti, they didn't get it from Sheikh Al-Haydan, but they get it from others in there. Other people go to Yemen to study, in Damaj, or in Ma'bar, or in Hudaydah, and they come with this filthy madhab. Other people go to Egypt and study, but they come up with this filthy madhab. It's spread, ya akhwan, it's spread. Wal-iyadu billah, it's spread everywhere. We ask Allah to suffice us and to protect us from this evil.
Amen.
Because a true Salafi, he cares about da'wah Salafiyya. A true Salafi, he's not careless. He don't say anything that comes in his mind. He has to think about it and refer to the ulama. When he mentions something, he mentions it based on knowledge. And after advising the person and talking to him and presenting his mistakes, other people, they have none of this. Whether they are juhal or whether they, but they acting upon their actions is the action of this filthy madhab of haddadiyya. One person make a mistake, they run with it. Everybody know about it now, except for the person who's supposed to know the first place. Easy? Nah. Nah, if a mubtadi', if a known mubtadi', this is the usul for Ahlul Sunnah. If no one mubtadi' said something, naam, you warn the people against the bid'ah. Now, a Salafi start warning against him and calling him names. Naam, if a Salafi make a mistake, naam, you correct it. You say, Ahun al-Fadil, our beloved brother so-and-so, he said this. maybe he means good, but this, he wasn't right like this. No, you're correct. We don't compromise in this da'wah salafiyya. This da'wah salafiyya is no compromise. People need to know the haqq. But we have to do it in the right way. We have to do it the right way. Now, I mean, you correct the mistake. Like what happened, many examples. Many ulama of the past, they correct one another and they send letters and on one another, but they still brothers. Like, for instance, there is many, they call it correspondence. Huh? They call it correspondence in English too, this word. Letters back and forth, right? They correspond with one another. An example, Sheikh Al-Albani and Sheikh Ibn Baz. Sheikh Al-Albani and Sheikh Ibn Baz. Sheikh Ibn Baz, he didn't agree with Sheikh Al-Albani in many things. Likewise, Sheikh Al-Albani didn't agree with Sheikh Ibn Baz with many points. But when you look at the uslub, how they write, subhanAllah, if you don't read the beginning, the introduction, and you don't read the end, just read from the middle, you think that Sheikh Al-Albani hates Sheikh Ibn Baz. Or Sheikh Ibn Baz hates Sheikh Al-Albani. Because they affirm, أَخْطَأْتَ فِي هَذَا, you're wrong in this, وَكَذَا وَكَذَا الدَّلِيلِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. But then if you read the beginning, أَخَ الْفَاضِلِ الْمُحْتَرَمِ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُ وَجَزَا, they make dua. Likewise in the end, after, you know, you get heated. But now in the end, say, جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرُ وَوَفَّقَكَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ, may Allah reward you plenty, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from your knowledge. Alim, if the person was upon innovation, you think Shaykh al-Baz is going to say, may Allah preserve you and allow us to continue to benefit from you? No, it's not like this. Now you find this haddadiyya, what they do, if somebody make a mistake, that's it, they cross him off the list. It's not right. And they thought this evil to some foolish people. They don't even know how to say Al-Fatiha correctly. And they're like, Mumayya, don't sit with him. That's the guy over there. Oh, no. He's bad. Subhanallah. Ala ayyin, ya akhwan. Qala Shaykh Rabi' Habidullah. He says, they came with these filthy principles. They wanted, but they are not successful. Some people fall into the trick, but the ulama of Al-Sunnah, they didn't fall into that. They know their tricks. So they want to bring this confusion so that to, instead of the ulama continue to teach Kitab al-Tawheed and the fiqh and the aqidah and tawheed and advise the people and busy themselves what's beneficial for the ummah, they thought now that the ulama, they're going to do everything and start talking and go on the internet and just correspond with them. And that's what they want to do. They want to cause the people. And some of they were successful as related to some of the students of knowledge. It's a war out there on the internet. It's been a war for a long time. Nothing. So many websites that were open actually because of this fitna. Those who defend them with them, and they just, you find the student of knowledge who used to spend 6 hours reading Quran, another 4 hours in Bukhari, another 3 hours with the Shaykh here, now they spend it like 10 hours on the internet, just reading the refutation of this group or the other group, and, oh yeah, we were wrong about Shaykh al-Albani. They student of knowledge. A month ago they used to say Shaykh al-Albani is the big Shaykh al-Allah al-Muhaddith. Now the fitna came to them. Shaykh al-Albani is a murji. Wal-iyadu billah. La ya akhwan. Look, that's why it's very important. When the fitna comes, you have to like know who you are. If there is a big fire, they said they call you here on the radio, on the news. Huh? There is a big fire on the side, south side of the town. What would you do? You're not a firefighter. Huh? You're not a policeman. You're not any law enforcement. What would you do? Huh? Just get a bucket of water and run in the blaze? You do that? Would you dive? Say, hey, let me do something. Whatever I can. You're going to melt on your bucket. So what the right man, what would he do, Abdul-Majid?
Follow instructions of people's knowledge.
And from that?
Stay away
Stay away from it.
Let the people in charge deal with it. The firefighter, they're going to go. And especially if you see the trucks are going, where are you going? Trucks are passing you and you're still running with your bucket? An empty bucket, by the way. Huh? Empty bucket. Where are you going? I'm going to take care of the fire. Yes, subhanAllah. That's what happened. People just want to talk about marriage, doesn't concern them, it's not for them. And the ulama, they spoke about it, but some people, they still. I mean, personally, when I was up north, we dealt with this issue. People who used to be with us, all of a sudden they against us. For no reason. I didn't know then that this Haddadiyah reached America. Some people, subhanAllah, Abu Muhammad, Hayyakallah, we talk, they see you, don't give you salam. From different tribes. Not like just from America, some of them are Arabs, some of them are African Americans, Spanish, different countries. And you would like, what happened? Then we know that, oh yeah, you would Sheikh Obey, you would Sheikh Rabi, you still listen to Sheikh Albani, you still mention Albani in your class. What's wrong with Albani? Oh, Morji, A'udhu Billah. Sheikh Rabi, Morji. You see? And they don't talk to you. Well, subhanAllah, 10 years of Salafiyya and brotherhood, and we eat so much food together, we spend time together. What happened to all that? You all flush it down the pipe? What do you flush down the pipe? Your goods? Your money? Your wallet? Your jewelry? Filth go down the pipe. But these people, they don't know. 10 years of brotherhood and friendship has no meaning, subhanAllah. At least come and say, Ya Akhi, for all this friendship we have and the good time we spend, and come here. Khi wallahi, look, you're my brother. I could be right, I could be wrong. You could be wrong, I could be right. But let us see. I heard something. I receive a text. I receive an email. But why you still, what side you're on? You say, subhanAllah, you still don't know what side you're on? Don't lie. Even some of them, they come to you and say, hey, you have to make a decision. You're with your sheikh, with this sheikh. And they give you two mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. And these both mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they have nothing to do with the fitna that's going on. And they're like, no. Which one? As I said to one, and we were Aqiyyas, we just finished Umrah, tried to get some rest, and this man came and said, Aqiy, I don't know who just talked to him. He said, you have to make this sheikh or this sheikh. Which one? I said, Aqiy, I beat you to it. I already made my mind. I already make my choice. He said, which one? He said, both. He said, come on, man, I'm not playing. Look, he said, I'm not playing. He said, I'm not playing, Aqiy, we're here in Mecca, I'm not playing, man. Which one is your sheikh? I said, both of them. Easy now. And when you look at that person, subhanAllah, you would think they understand. Ah, subhanAllah. We ask Allah to protect us. So the Shaykh Rabi'i says, كم لهم من الأصول الخبيثة التي تقتدي تبديع الأمة أئمة الإسلام ولهم طعن صريح في أئمة الجرح والتعديل ولم يعتذروا منه إلى اليوم. فهم أعداء للمنهج السلفي ولأئمته يتظاهرون بالسلفية لأن التظاهر بالسلفية أنكى للمنهج السلفي مما لو كانوا ظاهرين بالبدع. سبحان الله. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says, these people, سبحان الله, in this short time, you will think these people, سبحان الله, and they claim to be upon the haq. If they are upon the haq, what is their fruits? Those who are upon the haq, they have fruits. You see them from their fruits. Where is the schools they have established? Who are the students of knowledge and the ulama that they came from their side? Who? In a short time, these people, they come up with an abundance of false principles. SubhanAllah. Not just a couple of principles, an abundance, many usul, filthy principles. consists of what? This alim who's known from the imma of Islam, mubtadi', innovator. So when the laymen they hear a mubtadi', what they do? Don't listen to him anymore. They refute with a clear refutation, not just like maybe, no, clear refutation against the imma of Jarh al-Ta'dil. The Shaykh says, and until this day, which is now the day when he did these classes a couple years ago, when the Shaykh did this class a couple years ago, he says, and still to this day, they did not present any apologies. They did not apologize for those blame and false refutations about the ulama. He said they are the image of manhaj al-Salafi, this Haddadiyun. And they are the enemies of the a'imma, the great ulama of manhaj al-Salafi. Even though they claim they are upon Salafiyya, they say they are the Salafis. And they tell you they are the Salafis. And they, in their website, Salafi website, Sunnah, Kada, they say they are the Salafis. So they claim to be upon Salafiyya, and they the defenders of Salafiyya, but in reality they are the worst enemy of Salafiyya. No one hurt Da'wah Salafiyya more than them. Why? Because, at least if they are upon innovation, they were known to be upon innovation, then that's easy, people they will know them. But now they started upon Salafiyya, and of course, this Haddad, he started with the ulama, and he used to sit with them, and surely and slowly he began to call to him those students of knowledge that they were known to sit with the big, our mashayikh. So that's why many people were confused. When these statements come from him, and he was supported by students of knowledge who used to sit with the ulama, with Sheikh Ibn Baz, and Sheikh Al-Albani, and Sheikh Rabi'i, and they're like, hey, that must be the right thing. That's why they are more dangerous than the known and openly known mubtadi'ah innovators. قال الشيخ ربيع قال وأنا أعتقد أن فيهم زنادقة وروافد مدسوسين معهم لا هدف لهم إلا تشويه المنهج السلفي والطعن في أئمته ويتسترون مع الأسف الشديد خلف بعض العلماء الذين لم ينتبهوا لمكايدهم ومكرهم وخبثهم. And then the Shaykh he says and what he believes is that actually they are zanadiqa, they are heretics, and they are amongst the Makfili. He said amongst these Haddadis there is heretics and there is Rawafid, the Shia Rafida, and they infiltrate amongst them, and they have no goal except to defame the Manhaj al-Salafi by insulting and rebuking and refuting and speaking ill of the imma of the Manhaj al-Salafi. And some of them, he says, unfortunately, they use some general statements of the ulama, or this, Allah al-Musta'an. Because you can understand, ya akhi, if a mubtadi' come to you, if you are upon the haq and you want the haq, and if some takfir from the khawarij come to you and says, look, for example, we ask Allah to protect this community from them, okay? And I don't know of anyone in here, because if I know anyone upon the way of the khawarij, I will talk to him. And if he repent, alhamdulillah, if not me personally, Abu Muhammad Maghribi, I will call the authority on him. And that's what the ulama tells us. If you know someone upon the madhab of the khawarij, and he about to kill somebody, or to blow up some building or something, now you got to tell the authorities about him, to do something about this person, because this person, that action he's about to do is not from Islam. And they doing it in the name of Islam, and give a bad image to the Islam and to us. No, you know somebody like this, you report them, the ulama, they told us. There is It's different if somebody with you just coming to the masjid every day, and a new Muslim, or he don't know. Now you talk to them, tell them, akhi. If somebody came to you tomorrow, for example, and say, oh, this ISIS, man, they good. They're trying to establish Islam. Man, shouldn't we go there? He says, slow down, brother. Slow down, slow down. Why they good? Well, because look, man, they what? Killing innocents, men and women. Oh, yeah, that too. Ah, that too? No, let's talk about this now. Now, these are people, they're no good. Huh? And you explain to that person, tell him, look, these people are no good. Alright? They're no good. They're evil. Even though they have this flag, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that means nothing. Okay? Because their ideologies are bad and evil and dangerous. They don't abide by the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah, and even if they use some of these texts, they don't apply them in their correct meanings. Okay? So it's very important. If that person says, Wallahi, I didn't know. And it happened, one of the Jumu'ah, you remember a couple of Jumu'ah I mentioned them? On the khutbah? I mentioned the ISIS on the khutbah, alhamdulillah. A brother, an older man came to me and says, Wallahi, akhi, barakallahu fi. I thought they were good. I said, no, come sit down. I sat with him and I explained to him more. I want to make sure that he's upon the right path. So if a person like that, alhamdulillah, but if a person says, I don't care what you say, brother, man, I'm going to do something. I said, well, I'm going to do something too. Before you do something that is not from the deen in the names of Islam. So it's different. When somebody comes to you like that, or tablighi comes to you, say, I'm a tablighi, let's go for 40 days. He says, we know you guys, we don't go with you. But now these guys, haddadiyun, now they come with Isla Salafiyya. Salafi, mashallah, hayyakallah. What, Shaykh? Shaykh Rabia. Oh, that's our Shaykh. They hate him. Now he gotta like go with you on the same page until he find a moment of weakness, stop you. We ask Allah to protect us from the Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum. I want to make it clear what I am upon, insha'Allah ta'ala, and the tawfiq is from Allah. And also I can speak on behalf of this masjid, Masjid al-Tawheed. That we, alhamdulillah, we're trying our best to stick to Islam upon moderation, upon that which the Prophet ﷺ has left the companions. We deal with matters in a manner that is pleasing to our Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not pleasing to this country or the other. We deal with manners in accordance to what Allah has legislated. And therefore, myself, and I can speak on behalf of Masjid Tawheed, inshallah, from the things that I know about the brothers here, especially the Imam and those who are running the affairs of this masjid, Jazahumullah khairan for their efforts, I can say that we do not affiliate ourselves with Ahlul Bidah, all the people of innovations. We don't work with them, we don't want their money, we don't want their help and their support. They can keep it for themselves. And we certainly we do not affiliate ourselves with the mujrimeen, the criminals of these days, of this era. The Rawafid and Al-Khawarij, we do not. And especially the Takfiriyun, this ISIS, and before them Al-Qaeda, the Bin Laden, and Zawahiri, and Abu Mus'ab Zarqawi, and Anwar Awlaki, and all of them. And likewise, the Shabab in Somalia, and any terrorist group, and any group who even they do this in the name of Islam, in the name of Jihad, but these people are not, they are far away from the teachings of Islam. So me personally, I just want to know that I free myself from all of them. And I ask Allah to protect me and to protect all my brothers and my sisters from their evil. So no one will say, so this, we want to make this clear. We don't mention this all time, but sometimes it's needed for the people to know what manhaj we are upon. We are upon the manhaj of As-Salaf, As-Safi An-Naqi, the clear one. Not the one that is mixed with what Ahlul Bidah and people of innovation they introduced. And if anybody said something or does something or carry any evil thoughts, and doesn't matter if he come and pray here Jumu'ah or not, he does whatever those people say or do, that does not represent me, doesn't speak for me nor for Masjid Tawheed. That's as far as I know about Masjid Tawheed. So it's very important for Ikhwan to stand for the Haqq and for the truth. If matters are not clear to you, come and sit down. Brother Imam, Jazallah Khair, he will have time for you. If you hear something, somebody send you a text message, or somebody you met, I don't know, Dunkin' Donut, well, no, bus ride, whatever, play basketball with, whatever, and said to you, look, man, this and that, bring it. Say, look, somebody said this, somebody sent me this email, somebody, is it okay? Somebody says, look, man, we got to be heading to Syria. Can we go? And you sit down and you make a decision based on what pleasing to Allah, not based on emotions, not based on some clips in some YouTube or whatever. No, you make a decision based on what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you die, man, that's it. You have no other chance, do you? If you die, then you're going to find out on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Like those ignorant youth who they just go and kill themselves. They kill themselves. And then, but because somebody hiding, I don't know where, tell them, look, once you kill, you're going to find yourself in Jannah, greeted by 70,000 Hurl'in. If that young man has the slightest of intelligence, what should he say to that person? Why don't you go first? You don't want the Jannah? Huh? Why are you giving me this opportunity? If it's so true, why don't you do it yourself? And by the way, this is an answer was given to us by Sheikh Ali Nasser Faqih. We were in his house, one of the Hajj trips, and a brother was with us from New York, and he asked this question. And the Sheikh said, SubhanAllah, this youth, he said, that's why those terrorist groups, they target the youth, because the youth, they have energy, and they don't have that hikmah and wisdom that people, they get it later on with time and with experience and with age. He said, if they have the slightest intelligence, he says, wait a minute, what did you say? If I do this now, I find myself in the Jannah with the Hurl'in. You have a dalil? You have an ayah hadith? And even if there's ayah hadith, so why you're hiding in a cave? Huh? Living with rats, and you want me to go to Jannah? Doesn't make no sense. So it's very important for us, Ikhwan, to pay attention especially to our youth. We have to sit with them, we have to talk to them. Bring the youth. There is a program, alhamdulillah, every Friday night. They can ask their questions. I heard this, somebody in school, somebody in here, we were playing basketball, we were playing football, and somebody says, hey, this is good, let's do this. No, we talk to them, tell them this is wrong. This is not the madhab of the Salaf. This is not what we teach in this masjid, and this is not what we are upon, inshallah. May Allah protect us. Ameen. 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 Ameen.